For many people, by this time of year, your New Year's resolutions are nothing more than a faded, distant memory. Let's talk about that today, and I'll show you how that doesn't have to be the case. Welcome to our first edition of Coach's Corner for the new year, 2019. This is episode number 60. Well, that didn't go as planned. Our episode today is sponsored by Marketing Thunder. You can get 7 days of full unlimited access for just $1 when you visit marketingthunder.com. Lots of good content in there. We're going to have more interviews we're going to be adding this week, actually. And I look forward to seeing you on the inside there. A lot of fun. Okay. Let's get on to what I brought you here to talk about today, which is you. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good topic, right? For a lot of us, the New Year's come, and for me especially, I can talk for myself. I can't speak for you all the time, but I can certainly speak for me. The New Year has come, and it has gotten off to a very quick start. A lot of things going on, a lot of new clients, a lot of new customers, lots of requests, radio interviews coming up, so on and so forth. Just a lot of stuff happening. It's been a really, really good year. For a lot of folks, they've experienced that. Some have experienced that life really hasn't changed very much. And if I dare mention the mere fact of, you know, what did you decide that was going to be different in 2019 than was different for you in 2018, for instance, a lot of people, well, at this point, 3 weeks into the new year, they might say, well, I don't know. I don't remember, right? And that's probably not the best answer. A lot of people are off track already. A lot of people will be off track the very next day. What sounds so great New Year's Eve, and I was here New Year's Eve. We did a mastermind right on New Year's Eve. I had a bunch of my associates and friends come on board. We did a live video mastermind for a couple of hours. It was brilliant. We had a lot of fun. And each one of us made a list of the things that we wanted to see happen in the new year. And I got to tell you, a lot of people that I speak with, I ask them about their New Year's resolutions. They draw a blank and they go, well, I don't even remember my New Year's resolutions, right? Or other people will say, well, I tried, but I ran into this obstacle, that obstacle, and it didn't work and nothing happened and I couldn't move forward and they gave up. So they went right back to where they were. And there's still others that are on track and trying to make it work, but realizing that what sounds so sexy and so much fun on New Year's Eve, because we're in that space, great expectation, there's a new year coming, that means a fresh slate, that means it's easy to start from scratch, get rid of all the old, out with the old, in with the new. And then you realize the next day comes and it's like, oh, I've actually got to do those things that I said I was going to do. I've got to get somewhere. I can't keep doing things the way I was doing them and expecting a different or better result, right? Sounds like common sense, but I think a lot of people will go into this and they'll go, I didn't think it was going to be so hard. I didn't think that I was going to be so challenged by trying to change direction or trying to change up the way I eat or the way I exercise or going out there and trying to meet more people or working on my relationship. And you find out there's really a process here. It doesn't happen overnight. And one of the things I learned very recently, which I thought was absolutely brilliant, I was at the Abraham Hicks workshop last weekend, actually, in Los Angeles, California. And one of the things that they do, they always do something in terms of changing the, what I call it, the distinctions, or maybe clearing up the language a little bit. Every time you go, there's a little bit more of that. And it was one of these things that was really very impactful. And basically, they were talking about expectations, right? Expectations are really important because if they don't match your desire, rarely do you achieve the outcome. Now, I'm going to go over this a little bit because it's a little bit confusing when you first hear it. In fact, when I talk to my clients about it, I get the cross-eyed look from them because I go, what did you just say? Say it again. Okay, let's go back to New Year's Eve, December 31st, right? We are creating resolutions for ourselves. Those resolutions really are desires, right? We desire more money. We desire a more successful business. We have a desire for, you know, looking better, feeling better. We have a desire for patching things up or making our relationship better or just taking an already great relationship and bringing it even to the next level. Those are desires. And that's great. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You have to begin there. If you don't have that, then nothing's really going to change in your life ever. It's always going to be the same. So you have these great desires, and you may write them down. You may proclaim to the world, you know, at midnight, you're holding the $20 bill, and you're saying, yo, this year is going to bring me more money. I'm going to be more successful than ever. That's fantastic. Now, what happens on January 1 is a shift. No longer is it a desire. Now it's time to bring that desire into reality. And that's where expectation takes over. Now, you might say, what's the big deal? Who cares about these things? Well, when desire is way up here, but you really don't expect it to happen, your expectation's down here, what do you think happens? What are the odds you're actually going to achieve that which you set out to achieve? They're very low because you don't expect to. Right? Common sense, when you think about it, it's like you desire these things, but you have no expectation that it's ever going to happen. I expect, you know, my desire is for $1 million this year. What's your expectation? Well, I make minimum wage, and I'm probably going to continue to make minimum wage because that's all I know how to do. Expectations not matching the desire is not going to come to fruition. So you really got to look at the expectations side. You've got to look at what your belief systems are around what you've laid out, what you've said you wanted to create in the new year for yourself. Not even the new year. If it's not the new year, if you're listening, this is the middle of the year. What are your expectations? Do you expect things to improve? Do you expect things to change? Do you expect that they're going to continue to be what they always were? And that's a big one for people because they have to do a little introspection. They have to think about that for a moment. And, you know, I have certainly found that my desires are way ahead of my expectations a lot of times. And when I find that those two are in alignment, I desire X and I expect to get X, there's a very high probability that's going to happen. So one of the things that I've learned that works really well is don't make your desires too grandiose. In other words, don't make it so far out of your comfort zone that you don't even believe it's going to happen. Because your expectation will never go up there if you have no experience of having done that. So, for instance, let's say you made $100,000 last year. And you say, this year I want to make $500,000. That's a five-fold increase in your income. What are your expectations? Is it going to match that? It might, but it's going to be harder to match that and keep that going in the face of living life on a day-to-day basis, right? Your expectations are going to change. Gee, I wanted $500,000 this year and today I didn't make anything. Or I just got off a call with somebody and I didn't close the sale. I didn't get the deal, right? So the expectation is going to wobble a lot. But if you said I made $100,000 last year, my expectation is that I'm going to be able to do that again this year. I'm fully confident that I'm going to be able to do the same thing I did last year. I'll be able to do it this year. Then you say your desire might be for $150,000, right? That's a 50% increase. Still a big number, but it might be doable. You might be able to get yourself to believe that it's possible. So now your expectation can meet your desire. And the chances are much greater then that you will end up achieving that. You'll end up creating that in your life over the course of, you know, the next year or even sooner for a lot of people. They'll hit that a lot quicker. And I find that really interesting. I find it fascinating. When I coach people, business owners especially, they come on, they have these grandiose ideas. For, you know, entrepreneurs, that's what we are. We have big visions, right? We really do have big visions. And some of us, we just can't get the expectation anywhere near that. So what I would say is make the vision. You can keep it big, absolutely. But, you know, this vision might be a 10-year vision rather than a 1-year vision. So going from $100,000 to $1 million a year, can you do that in 10 years? Probably. So now I can meet my expectation because I know that 10 years from now, I'll probably be there, probably be able to make that kind of money. No issue there. Great. Well, how about the next year? How about the next month? How about the next week? Right? So you make these expectations a little bit smaller. You make the desire a little bit smaller. Oh, now they can match. Now it becomes possible to start creating that which you desire. Now, this is a big, big, big topic for me. It was just something that just sort of bowled me over when I first heard it. And I was like, this is really great because it really opened up the idea that why so many people fail. They have these New Year's resolutions. They come out and if you ask them, you know, 6 months from now, hey, what was your New Year's resolution or how you doing on that resolution? Most often you're going to get what resolution? I don't remember it. They don't remember it because they tried. They got into January 1, January 2, by January 3rd. Ah, this is too hard. Forget it. I'm going to settle for what I did last year, right? Most of us do that. And it's because the desire is set way too high. And the expectation doesn't even come close to matching. So that's what you got to pay attention to when you're setting goals. So I want you to think about that this week and really look at what your desire is for the coming year. Forget about the calendar. I know we're nowhere near December 31st. You don't have to worry about it. It's not important. You can create desires anytime. Not just because New Year's Eve is here. You can create this desire and you can say, I desire, you know, a better lifestyle. I desire to live in a better location. I desire a better job, a better career. I desire, you know, 5 new clients over the next 6 months, or, you know, whatever the number is for you, that you know that you can actually get yourself to believe that that's possible and believe that you're willing and able to do what it takes to get to that point. Now, the work, for the most part, and I talk to a lot of my clients like this. They ask me, it's like, you know, what kind of coaching do you do? What is it you really do? And if I take a step back and look at what I really do, is I manage expectations. I help people get out of their own way. And by that, meaning removing the doubt, the disbelief that gets in the way of them creating the kind of future that they want. So if I'm able to do that, then they have more success. If I'm able to remove those things or help them see how they're getting in their own way and help them just remove those little obstacles out of the way, and they can move forward. They can move forward a lot quicker. So the coaching that I really do really has a lot less to do with marketing, although that is my background. That's a big part of my training. Not all of it, but it's a big part of it. People come to me and they say, I need a new marketing strategy. Great. That's wonderful. Absolutely a great idea. You know, good to refresh the marketing, good to come up with new strategies, new ways to sell. And then when I sit down with them one-on-one, what I typically find is they really don't need a new marketing strategy. Why? Because they've got something that's getting in the way. And the old marketing strategies might be enough. They might be more than enough. They may be ample, but they don't execute on them, right? Because they've got issues that are in the way. Great example of this. Over the years, I have helped countless entrepreneurs build mailing lists, right? Be it 50 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 or more people on their mailing list. That's what I've done. I actually began my marketing career with something called Unlimited Leads. I created a program on how to generate leads, lead generation, big thing, right? So a lot of folks would follow the steps and they would start getting an email list. The 50 people, they get 100 people on their list. They go, wow, this is awesome. And I asked them, well, how many times have you mailed your list? And they go, well, I haven't yet. Well, how about mailing them this week? Okay, get them on the phone a week later. Have you mailed your list? Well, still didn't mail my list. So is it the marketing that's at fault here? Why they're not making the sale? No, it's them. There's something about them. So then we have the conversation. Well, why haven't you mailed the list? Well, I got busy. Yeah, no, those are just excuses. Why haven't you really mailed your list? And what you find most people, it's because they've got a fear of what people are going to say, or they're going to get rejected, or someone's going to, you know, send them an email back and say, hey, stop spamming me. It happens. It's part of the game. And when you're able to help them with that, help them get over that kind of an obstacle, they start mailing their list. Are they going to become millionaires tomorrow? No, but they've broken the ice. I've moved now to the next level, right? And now their expectation can come up a little bit. They desire to have a mailing list that's bringing the money, but they're in the way. They can't get the expectation up because they have this fear. So we work on removing the fear and, you know, being satisfied that that's done. And then they can start mailing the list. Now, all of a sudden, the desire and the expectation are more in alignment. And what happens? They create better results for themselves. Not hard. It's not rocket science. But you can't do it for yourself because you know your stuff so well, you can't see it anymore. This is why coaching is such a gift to you. If you would ever consider doing coaching, absolutely get a coach, whether you work with me or you work with somebody else. Just get a coach because they can see what's going on with you, minus what I call the emotional fog, right? We all have it. We all have emotional fog. I have coaches because I don't see some of the things that I do to get in my own way. So what I do is I look to them and I say, okay, what are you seeing that I'm doing that are getting in the way? And they pick it out like that. They just find it and they nail it, and then I can get past it. Hard to break through something if you don't know what it is, right? It's in the fog and you feel it's hard, it's strong, and it's in the way, but have no idea what it is. Well, a coach can see through the fog. Literally, they can see through your fog. And they can tell you exactly what it is. They can tell you where it is. They can tell you how big it is, what color it is. And they can tell you what you need to do to be able to get past it, to break through it. That's the value of coaching. If you ever wanted to know why you need a coach, that's why. Because you can't do this on your own. People think you can. You can't do this on your own. And we all have these things. So I know you want a better year. I guarantee you, you know, you've come up with this on December 31st. You were really excited about doing it. And if you ask yourself the question, quite honestly, how's it going? Are you on track to hitting the goals you set for yourself? Yes or no? And it's not, well, kind of, sort of, no, that's not an answer. It's yes or no. That's the only answer there is, yes or no. You're on track or you're not on track. And if you're not on track for enough period of time, those goals are gone, right? Because you're going to give up on them. So it is possible that, yes, you know, I'm not on track for my goals. However, I'm making this correction. I'm working with my coach. I'm making the correction. I can still be on track for it, maybe delayed by a week. Maybe a few bumps, maybe a few stumbling blocks I have to get over to get back on track. But I can get back on track and I can start making great progress toward those goals, those desires I've set out for myself at the start of the new year. Now, the worst thing that can happen to you is you set these desires, you run into the obstacles and you do nothing. Right? That's what probably 95% of the population does. I want more money. I want more, whatever it is that they want. And they set out on the path and bam. The first time they run into an obstacle of any kind, what happens? They give up. They give up because they don't want to be seen in the eyes of others as a failure. But I got news for you. Anybody who's achieved any kind of success has failed many more times than they've succeeded. Hear that again. Anyone who's achieved any kind of success has failed many more times than they have succeeded. Now, you might wonder about that and say, really? Failure is a major part of success, major part of it. And so many of us are like, we're so scared of failing that we don't take any risks. Well, if you don't take any risks, guess where you stay? Stay in bed. You stay home, right? I don't want to risk getting out of bed because I might slip on the floor, right? It could get to that point for a lot of people. In business, it's the same thing. Well, I don't want to take any risk. What if I send out an email and somebody goes, ooh, you're spamming me. Get me off your list. Take them off the list. Move on. A thousand other people that want to hear from you, right? And you just got to get yourself in that mindset and not be afraid of that happening. It's going to happen. It happens to me, happens to you, it'll happen to everybody. And it's usually what you make of it that really ends up being the deciding factor, whether or not you're going to move forward or whether or not you're going to get stuck and you know, kind of stay where you are and not take those steps forward. So you can create what you want in the new year. You can create what you want starting anytime. It doesn't have to be the new year. You can make those changes. And like I said, sometimes the desire is there and it's fantastic and it's a great place to go. And then you look and you say, okay, I am going to need a support network. The other thing that I've recognized with people who are very successful, every single time without fail, without exception, the most successful people, the first thing they're going to tell you is I couldn't have done it without my, keyword here, I could not have done it without my team. Without the people who surrounded me, the people who supported me, the people who encouraged me through the darkest times, through the hardest times, when it looked like everything was going to fail. There were those people in my life that said, you can do this. You've got this. We've got faith in you. And you need that. As a human being, you need that. You need that little encouragement. You can't do it without that. So if you don't have those people around you, you got to find them. You got to get them. You got to create them. You got to go out to seminars. You got to go out to events. You got to go meet them because they're out there. A lot of people love nothing more than watching you become successful. If you are the type of person who has people in your life that criticize, that are judgmental, who are really doing a tremendous amount of damage to your ability to become successful, doesn't take much. Sometimes just a little criticism is enough to plant the seed of failure. Just a little bit of criticism, a little bit of judgment, right? From somebody you really care about and someone who's really close to you, their words mean more than a total stranger sometimes. And you get that, and that becomes like a poison pill. You know, you've put the black ink in the water and all of a sudden the water is not clear anymore. No matter what you do, it's going to turn black and it's just going to go throughout the whole water and it's going to spoil the whole thing. Happens. So you got to be careful with you know, the people that you share your dreams with, because you need to know and be absolutely certain that they've got your back no matter what. They're not attached to your success, they're not attached to your failure, but they really do appreciate watching you succeed. And that is a critical part to being successful. Anybody you see out there who's successful, they can always turn around and say it's because there were those people there who were relentless in supporting, relentless in, you know, giving me the encouragement I needed when I needed it, because we all need it. We're human beings. And, you know, you do that kind of thing. You have those kind of people in your life, and you can literally get to the point where you're unstoppable, where you just keep climbing the mountain, climbing the mountain. If you stumble, no big deal. They're there. They got you. They say, you know, keep going. You're making progress. It's looking good. I know you stumbled, but I don't really care about that because you've done so much good stuff. Just keep going. And that makes a big difference. And that will really help you raise your expectations to meet those desires that you have that we talked about as being so important for getting to where you want to go. So, you know, you can do this. You've got this. You've got the ability to create a lot more in your life than you've had. You have the ability to correct a lot of things that haven't been working for you. And, you know, you certainly want to improve them. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, there are a lot of people you'll watch on Facebook and they'll all put, what's their keyword for the year? And it's success and it's like money. And it's like, they've got all these words, right? And it's all the rehash, all the same thing. And I decided that, you know, if I was going to choose a word this year, the word for me was going to be upgrade. And I said, wait a minute, upgrade your computer, upgrade your software. Well, upgrade everything. Why not? Why not take everything to the next level? Why not be in the space where you're going to upgrade things? And it doesn't mean, you know, going from here to here. It might be going from here to here. Fix some of the things that aren't working. Remove some of the things from your life that aren't supporting you. And bring in some more things that are more supportive and more are more helpful. Now, we have the ability to do that by just choosing who we're going to spend time with. And, you know, if you are in those relationships where you have people in your life that aren't that supportive, you don't have to get rid of them. I mean, that's one way of doing it. You could say, okay, you're out of my life. I don't want to ever talk to you again. You're not supportive. I've done that. I've had people in my life who were extremely critical of everything that I was doing. What I realized, it really didn't have anything to do with me. It was, you know, some jealousy or some fear in them that was causing them to act that way. And I just couldn't be around it because I didn't have a good system of blocking it out. So sometimes these are family members. You can't disown all your family members, right? But here's what you can do that works really well. Don't share with them your visions. Don't share with them your big dreams if you are certain that you're not going to get that kind of support in return. So that too is an upgrade, right? It's an upgrade because now they don't have anything to criticize because you're not giving it to them. You're not giving them an opportunity. And at some point you'll turn around, you'll be very successful and they'll come and look to you and say, wow, I didn't even know you were doing that. How come? How often have you heard that, right? Well, the reason you hear that so often from people is because they recognize if they're not going to get the support that they need, they're just not going to share what they're doing. And it's okay to do that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's not lying. It's not dishonest. It's just a conversation that, you know, it's not going to lead to good things. So you don't have the conversation. Talk about the weather. Talk about the stock market. Talk about the new, whatever you want to talk about, but not the thing you're trying to create. Keep that out of the conversation. And when they say, how are things going? You just say, unbelievable. That's it. Because it could be good. It could be bad. Unbelievable. It's all they're going to get. And that's it. Things are unbelievable right now. In a good way or a bad way? Well, kind of both, you know, and you don't have to get into it. You don't have to give the details. There's no requirement that you have to share all of that, because if it's going to get diminished, then it doesn't help you. It doesn't help them. And everybody stays where they are. So keep them out of the conversation. Make sure that, you know, you've got people around you who are supportive of you, because that's a big, big, big thing. And when you look at these desires, have them. Absolutely. Have as many desires as you want. But remember, you know, a lot of people completely and totally overestimate what's possible for them to do in 1 year and totally and completely underestimate what they can do in a decade. So if you say, hey, I want to become a millionaire, probably not in 1 year. It's okay to say 3 years. It's okay to say 5 years. It's okay to say over the next decade, I want to be able to get there. And you keep on track. You keep on path. You surround yourself with the right people. You really believe that you can do this in the next 10 years. You'll get there. It's just really, it isn't any more complicated than that. And it's something you can absolutely do and do very, very well. All right. I got a free gift for you. Thank you for listening this far because, you know, you guys are great. I really appreciate you a lot. I got a little free gift for you. I want you to go over to my website, robertimbrielli.com and /top 10. robertimbrielli.com/top10. New book I've updated. This is an ebook called The Top 10 Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Recently updated. This was an article that I wrote way back in 1991. And the article was published again and again and again. And if you look for that article online, you'll probably find it. It was published everywhere. It's all over the place. So it was a little outdated. It was talking a lot about direct mail and postcards and 800 numbers and things that we no longer use in the marketing world. So I refreshed it, rewrote it, cleaned it up. It's actually twice as long as the original article was now. And you can get it for free by going to robertimbrielli.com/top10. And you could download that book for free. And those of you who are asking about coaching, you can go to robertimbrielli.com. There's a coaching link there, and you could find out about the coaching services that I offer. If you want to work with me, I have a couple of slots open right now for people who want to work with me in 2019 and really help take your business to the next level. That's something of interest to you. Have a look at that, and if it makes sense, absolutely jump in and do it. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about Marketing Thunder, our sponsor for today, which is a program that I put together earlier in 2018, not this year, last year. And I interviewed a number of really amazing people in there. Fred Gleick, Tara Alamany, Dr. Tiana Conte, Jeanette Joy Fisher, Brian Basilico, Terry Levine, Warren Whitlock. They were all interviewed, and all those interviews are placed into a membership website right now called Marketing Thunder. And simple login, and then when you're on the inside, you'll get a little welcome message from me in a lot of different categories: coaching, marketing, information marketing, new media, list building, publishing, success and motivation. Plus, there's a bonus section. If you're a coach, I have a program in there, a training, 1 hour training that will show you how to attract coaching clients. So I encourage you to go over marketingthunder.com, and what you're seeing there is robertimbrielli.com, but marketingthunder.com will get you to that, and you could sign up for a 7-day trial for just $1, and you can get full access to everything. If you like it, it's just $97 for the entire year, and we're putting more content in, doing more interviews, so there'd be more and more stuff being added on a regular basis there. And if you like what you see, just do nothing, you stay in it, and we'll charge your credit card at the end of it, at the end of the 7-day trial, and you'll be in for the next year. So hopefully that was of value to you. If you want to email me directly, robert@ultimatewealth.com. Still the same email address since 1999. Haven't changed my email address and have no intentions on doing so anytime soon. So I want to say thank you again for joining us today. Thanks for being here. This was a lot of fun, and I look forward to joining you more often now in 2019. Thanks so much for watching. We'll talk and we'll do this again real soon.